Welcome to the Anxious Attachment Solution. I am your host, Life Coach Amber Lynn. I teach women how to take back their brain from anxious attachment patterns with love and compassion. It is my mission to help every anxiously attached woman understand their brain, stop the anxious cycle, and finally feel confident and secure in who they are so they can live the life they want. I'm so glad you're here with me today. Hello, and welcome to Anxious Attachment Solution. On today's podcast, I'm going to be introducing a three-week series on breaking down the four obstacles of anxious attachment. In these episodes, I'm going to talk about these obstacles I've noticed my clients with anxious attachment have and how to overcome them using thought work and learning how to develop the skill of feeling hard emotions, because that's what it is. It is a skill that is developed. As I really reflect on my life with anxious attachment, I see these four obstacles over and over again. They are what keep coming up. They are why I'm so thankful for the tools I have learned to manage my mind and be aware of my thoughts. They are what I need to know how to process and manage, because if I don't, they make little problems in relationships into big problems. The first obstacle is overthinking. The second obstacle is our inability to feel uncomfortable feelings. Our third obstacle is the deep fear of abandonment. And our fourth obstacle is the need to seek validation outside of ourselves. The first obstacle that occurs often when my anxious attachment is activated is overthinking of anxious-filled thoughts, obsessive thoughts, that are most often negative, creating a lot of uncomfortable emotions. The second obstacle is the inability to feel the uncomfortable emotions these thoughts produce, such as fear of rejection or abandonment, fear of not being good enough, fear of any of that fear. It compounds and it becomes overwhelm. We become anxious and stressed out. Bringing me to the third obstacle, our deep fear of abandonment often gets activated or triggered in these situations. The fear that someone's going to leave us, reject us, our fear of not being lovable and being left, is such a deep fear for people with anxious attachment that when we feel these emotions, we don't feel physically safe. Our brain tells us that we are not emotionally safe and have to take action now to ensure that we will stay safe. This inability to feel intense, uncomfortable emotions often creates an urgency to hurry up and react to a situation, which I talked about in last week's podcast. Which leads us to the final obstacle, the need for external validation, the need for other people's approval or praise to feel good enough, to feel loved, to feel secure, and to feel seen or valued. So to recap, the four main obstacles people with anxious attachment encounter are overthinking, inability to feel uncomfortable emotions without taking action, fear of abandonment, and seeking external validation. On today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about obstacle number one, overthinking. So what is overthinking? Well, if you're listening to this podcast, you most likely are no stranger to overthinking. But in case you are new here, welcome. Overthinking can look like several different things. It can look like replaying situations in your head over and over again, analyzing, trying to figure out what happened, what went wrong, what others are thinking or feeling without actually talking to them or involving them in that conversation. It can be analyzing someone's reactions or their overreactions. It can look like your brain is just being mean and giving you unhelpful anxiety-producing thoughts that go to the worst-case scenario, like they're going to leave you. What if something goes wrong? What if they realize who I really am and they leave me? It's all over with now. They don't love me anymore. They won't like me anymore. Did I do something wrong? Are they okay? Overthinking is putting too much time into thinking about or analyzing something or a situation in a way that is more harmful than helpful, creating worry or anxiety. Overthinking doesn't always look or sound the same to everyone. So you have to learn to observe your thoughts and see what it looks like for you. Us with anxious attachment, overthinking is what happens when we experience something that doesn't feel quite right, quote, something feels off, and as a result, we are filled with a lot of anxious filled thoughts that create more anxious filled thoughts. For example, for me, overthinking is what happens frequently when things don't go as planned or there's some kind of problem. My brain perceives something as a problem in my relationship. Triggering events may look like a friend gets upset at me, or I think my friend is upset at me because of my own thoughts about how I did something and their response to me. My partner doesn't respond in the way I think they should respond to something I've said. My partner says something that my brain makes me think I did something wrong. When plans get canceled, when plans change, when things just don't go as I think they should. Recently, my partner told me that the ride home with me was awkward or uncomfortable. I had had a hard time with my toddler, and I just shut down. I became extremely frustrated with my toddler and then with myself because of how I was handling the situation, and I became overwhelmed and overstimulated. And as a result, I shut down. She was sharing that she doesn't know what to do when that happens. She can't tell if I want affection or I don't because I shut her out. Instead of being able to talk to her about what happened when she brought this up, I shut down even further because my brain started its overthinking and it sounded like, see, you made things uncomfortable for her. See, you are too much to handle. This isn't going to last. She won't always be this patient with you. You ruin everything. Why can't you just be happy and handle overwhelm differently? You aren't a good mother and you aren't a good partner. You get so easily overwhelmed. And it just kept going. My brain just kept telling me all these things. These thoughts produced so much sadness, fear, and overwhelm that I went into a stress state. So my stress response in this situation was to freeze and shut down. I just couldn't talk. I felt so stuck in my brain and what it was telling me. And I felt like it was real. Even now, doing this work for as long as I have, I still get stuck in my brain wiring. I can know what my brain is saying isn't true and it isn't helping me, and yet I feel stuck. I felt like if I said something right then, it was going to be the wrong thing or I wasn't going to be understood, and I already felt so not good enough. So I just shut down and I started to cry. Man, do I hate when this happens, and yet it happens. I let her know I was okay, but that all I could do in that moment, but that's all I could do. I just said, yeah, I'm okay, I'm fine. I held her hand, I cried, and I fell asleep. I'm extremely blessed because I have a partner who knows me, who loves me, and gives me space for my emotions, and who knows I will come back to this moment. The next day, I apologized for freezing and shutting down. I explained what happened. I explained how I saw things. We talked it out. You see, this used to take me days and sometimes even weeks because it was too hard to bring up these feelings or to bring them back up and resurface them or talk about what happened. So it was just too hard to face. Now it typically takes me less than a few hours. In this case, I was exhausted and I was living on 5 hours of sleep and had no mental or emotional capacity to get ready before I slept. So I had to sleep. The thing about overthinking with anxious attachment is that it gets triggered. And when it gets triggered, our deep-rooted fear is activated. The fear of abandonment comes creeping in. The fear of rejection seeps in. Our fear of not being liked and accepted, fear of not being good enough, comes in. And when it does, it brings our big emotional reactions. And it's not just one feeling that we feel when these events take place. It's all of these feelings that we feel at once. And that's what sometimes creates that stress response. And that's finally topped with fear of not being enough and the fear of abandonment. Since these thoughts create such intense emotion, it feels too big not to do anything about. So we either seek attention and reassurance or we shut down. In this situation, I shut down. I couldn't talk. When I shut down, I created temporary relief. No more pain was able to come in, and I didn't have to process my emotions or communicate the hard things with my partner. Did this solve the problem? No, it gave me temporary relief. It is hard for me to be completely vulnerable with my partner because I've spent a lot of my time in relationships that, one, didn't truly value me, two, didn't truly understand me, three, never took the time to understand my anxious attachment and how it shows up for me, and made me feel like I was too much drama, too much emotions. My bar was too high. Basically, my feelings and my thoughts were always wrong and never validated. So it is still terrifying to my body and my brain to share my innermost anxious thoughts and feelings because my brain is used to them being the problem. So even though my partner does value me, does everything to understand or see where I'm coming from, who works to understand how anxious attachment affects me, and never tells me I am too much and always validates my feelings, these conversations are still hard. My brain is used to it being hard and being uncomfortable. It's not used to being held this way. And it's not easy to say, hey, hi, it's me, I'm the problem. Oh, hey, my anxious attachment really got the best of me, and I'm shutting down temporarily because I'm stuck and I can't really do anything else. Or, hey, I'm sorry I made you feel uncomfortable. I was trying to process a lot of emotions while combating a really mean brain, and it took all I had in me. It's not easy to say, yes, I shut down and I'm sorry I hurt you in the process. It has nothing to do with you. It's me. I'm the problem. Here's what was happening for me, and I'm working on this. And by the way, we're not really the problem. We just have a brain that causes some internal problems. We have to problem solve. The good news is that it is always problem solvable. When we know it's our anxious attachment, it's always solvable. For me, overthinking thoughts often create feelings of unlovable, fear, which then goes to the stress and the overwhelm that lead me to seek reassurance or shut down, giving myself temporary relief until the cycle repeats. So what should I do when these situations are happening, you might ask? I should practice saying, hey, my anxious attachment is being triggered and I may shut down or disconnect because my feelings are too intense right now. I just need time to process my emotions and then I can come back and talk about this. Thank you for being there for me. When you take time to process what is happening and you write it all down, do a brain dump. Ask yourself, what just happened? What is your brain making this mean? How does it make you feel? What does it make you want to do? Will this give you the result that you want? In this example, for me, what happened, I would write down, partner said the ride home was uncomfortable or awkward. I can't remember her exact words. My brain is making it mean, I'm not a good partner, I'm not good enough, and she's going to leave me. It makes me feel stressed out and overwhelmed and not good enough. It makes me want to shut down and stop talking and disconnect because these feelings are just too much. Shutting down is a temporary relief, so no, it's not what I want to do. It's not going to be what helps me. I know communicating with my partner is what I really want to do. I need more time to process these emotions first and time for my brain to understand that these feelings are not true and my partner is not saying any of the things my brain is telling me about me. It is my brain and it's my thoughts creating all of these intense emotions, but they feel real. This is called a verbal thought download. I would recommend that you write it down. Triggering event. What happened just before all of your anxious thoughts? Anxious thoughts. Write them down. What is your brain making that mean? Big emotional reaction. What feelings do those thoughts create? Write them all down. Action. What do those feelings make you want to do? Seek attention, / reassurance, or shut down. Outcome. If you shut down or seek attention, what will you get? Most often it is some kind of relief, as it is taking a shortcut and not dealing with what is really happening. Relief. how would that action or inaction create temporary relief for you? Ask yourself, what is it that you actually need right now in this moment? Do you need time to process your emotion? Do you need to give yourself compassion for your overwhelming emotions? And because your brain is beating you up? Do you need some quiet space? This is why it is so important for us with anxious attachment to know what our brain is telling us. Why self-awareness isn't optional, it's imperative. We have to be aware of what our brain is telling us because these thoughts will run or ruin our relationships if they cause all these emotions undetected. A lack of self-awareness is not a luxury we are entitled to or can afford. Us with anxious attachment, we need that self-awareness. We need to know our thoughts, even though our brain can be so mean to us and we would want to ignore these thoughts. If we pretend to ignore them, we're not addressing them and we can't identify them, and they are still under the current creating all these emotions. If we don't know what our anxious attachment cycle looks like, if we do not know that it is our thoughts that are creating these intense emotions and fears, if we are not aware of our thoughts, we will think it is the triggering event that is causing the problem. We will think our partner is the problem. We will put blame in the wrong place, and we will not problem solve for the effective solution. If I was not aware of my anxious attachment cycle, if I was not aware that my thoughts create my feelings, if I was not aware of all my anxious thoughts, if I was not able to know the difference between thoughts that are true and the thoughts that my brain just likes to throw at me when these events happen, I would have blamed my feelings on my partner and her communicating her feelings. I would have made this misunderstanding about her not understanding me, and either made her reaction to what happened the problem or made me the problem by agreeing with all the mean things my brain was saying. To put it simply, when we don't understand our anxious attachment cycle, when we are not aware of our thoughts, we make problems bigger than they are, we place blame where it doesn't belong, and we justify or get defensive instead of getting curious. Since I'm aware of my anxious attachment cycle and I'm aware of my thoughts, I knew what was going on. I still got stuck, but I understood what was happening. So I didn't put the blame on myself or on my partner. I saw my thoughts. I felt the emotions. I shut down temporarily, processed my emotions, and communicated as soon as I was able to. Don't know what your anxious attachment looks like? Do an inventory the next time you feel crazy or you find yourself in situations that is causing you a lot of emotional pain. Write it out. Triggering event. What happened just before you felt this way? What do you make that situation mean about you or your relationship? How does that make you feel? Write it all out. What do you feel like you need to do? What will the outcome be if I do that? If you want to learn more about your anxious attachment cycle or how to stop overthinking, come work with me. I'd love to help you on this journey. I currently have spots available open for my 12-week one-on-one coaching program, so come on over and get on a consultation with me. Don't forget to get on my email list and follow me on Instagram at Anxious Attachment Solution. I love it if you could like and share this podcast with your friends. Let's get this message out to all those that need help. I will see you next week.
Thank you for joining me today. You are going to want my free guide on how to calm your anxious attachment. So head over to my Instagram, Taking Back Her Brain, and grab it. If this podcast resonated with you, I would really appreciate if you would rate and share it. If you have any questions or want to know more about how to work with me, I would love to hear from you. You can email me at amberlynn@takingbackherbrain.com. Can't wait to hear from you.